Welcome to Increase Podcast Radio, the home of bold shifts, brave builders, and spirit-led execution. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnum, and today's episode is for those of you feeling the tension between where you've been and where God is calling you to go. You're feeling the tug, the restlessness, the urge to adjust, but you're not sure if it's fear or divine instruction. Let's talk about how to know when it's time to pivot. Let me say this loud and clear. When the grace lifts, it's time to shift. You can love the assignment and still outgrow the season. You can honor the past, but still obey the pull into your next. The problem? Most people confuse consistency with stagnation, and they stay planted in soil that's no longer fertile. And let me be even bolder. Loyalty to an old strategy can make you miss divine momentum. I never forget when I started feeling the internal tension in corporate. The job was good, the check was consistent, but every day I could feel the grace dripping off the walls. I wasn't growing, I wasn't excited, I was shrinking. And I heard God say this to me, "This is no longer your assignment, it was your preparation." Whoo, that freed me. That pivot didn't make sense on paper, but it unlocked my purpose in the marketplace. Had I stayed out of fear, I'd still be building someone else's vision while forfeiting my own. Here's the truth. Sometimes the boldest thing you can do is walk away from what once worked. Let me say that again. That program you once launched that doesn't excite you anymore, that audience that no longer aligns, that brand that no longer feels authentic, it may not be broken, but the oil has moved. And if God is moving, why are you still holding on? Let's talk about the five signs it's time to pivot. One, you're anxious instead of anointed. What once came easy now feels forced. Two, you're drained by what you used to love. Passion becomes obligation. Three, the doors aren't opening even when you knock. Delay after delay, that's a clue. Four, you can't cast vision because you don't see it anymore. If your sight is cloudy, your season is shifting. Five, your spirit keeps whispering, "It's time." Don't ignore the still small voice. It won't yell, but it will lead. Let's look at Abraham. God told him to go to a land I will show you. Not a five-year plan, not a full map, just go. And Abraham moved. Not because he had all the answers, but because he had a word. He pivoted from comfort to covenant, from familiar to future. And that one obedient pivot, it birthed an entire nation. You're not just pivoting for today, you're pivoting for destiny. Let's get practical. You don't pivot blindly, you pivot strategically. Here's how. One, pause for prayer, not panic. Sit before God and ask, is this a shift of seasons or a test of endurance? Two, audit the assignment. What's fruitful, what's frustrating, what's finished? Three, clarify the next lane. If you're moving where to, ask God to reveal the blueprint, even if it's just step one. Four, communicate the change boldly. Let your audience know. Don't ghost them. Let them grow with you. Five, release with honor. You don't have to burn the bridge to walk away. Exit with grace, not guilt. Here's the mindset reset. You don't need to be burnt out to be released. Some of you are waiting for things to fall apart so you can justify leaving. But mature leaders don't wait for collapse. They move when the cloud moves. If you've been called to shift, shift with confidence, shift with clarity, shift with covenant. Your next chapter requires a different you. Here's what I want you to do this week. Journal this prompt. Where am I out of alignment with where God is taking me? Write three things you need to shift: business, relationships, offers, location, focus. Choose one to act on this week. Have the conversation, announce the change, start the transition. Because delay is expensive and obedience is profitable. You're not crazy. You're not flaky. You're not quitting. You're pivoting. And pivots are prophetic strategies for divine elevation. When the grace lifts, shift. When the favor fades, move. When your spirit stirs, obey. This is not the end. It's the entrance into your evolved identity. That's today's Divine Strategy download on Increase Podcast Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnum, and I challenge you. Don't stay out of loyalty to an expired season. Obey the pivot. The blessing is in the bold move. Subscribe, share, and join me at increasemagazine.com/podcast to be equipped, aligned, and expanded. Until next time, may you pivot with power and experience increase in every area of your life.